News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
A lack of planning in emergency housing developments has resulted in parking wars and a strain on local facilities. That's according to Paul Gogarty, independent TD for Dublin Midwest. Paul is with us. Paul, is your suggestion that running counter to all of the sort of philosophical outlook of government policy for the last number of years, if not decades, we should be providing more parking to incentivize more people to use cars?
Well, the question is, Anton, whether or not more parking incentivizes people to use the cars, because obviously the SDZs can be designed in a way that makes it quite difficult to travel short distances, but it facilitates people who want relatives to visit them or to drop off someone to a creche because they can't actually get a creche close by. Well, you see, my constituency is a prime example. You've got a number of strategic development zones where the government has said, let's build denser here beside a train station. And sure, won't people have all the buses and have all the trains so they won't need to drive. But the reality, as I predicted 10, 15 years ago, and you have to remember, my background is green. I want to see people out of cars and in buses, walking and cycling. But at the same time, the reality is people will need a car occasionally. And you have to give them that choice. And there are some areas close to the train station, such as the crossings in Adamstown, where some of the social housing units people have been told.
But hang on for a second, Paul. You said that there was a way where you would be able to give people car parking spaces in a manner that let them use the car for long distances, but decide not to use it for going short distances. What's
yeah,
that?
And that's all about urban design, whereby it's as handy to walk or cycle down to the convenience store or bring your kids to school by having safer streets, but also making them very slow streets for the initial get onto the main road.
In other words, you can have a car, but it's going to be a pain in the neck to use it?
Well, the point is you're trying to discourage little short runs, but also give people the option of actually being able to get to work. And I think there is a win-win situation in that scenario. What's happening now is people don't have the parking, so they're parking on footpaths, they're parking in bus lanes, they're taking designated spots from people who are lucky enough to have them, and it's causing absolute friction. And the utopia, you hear a lot of the conspiracy theorists talk about the 15-minute cities as if it's trying to lock people in. When I was on the council, I was trying to put a major department store into the Adamstown plan. The council said it's not part of the retail hierarchy, everyone has to go to Liffey Valley. The buses don't turn up half the time to Liffey Valley. If you're carrying a lot of shopping, you have to actually drive.
But it seems an odd alternative that what you're saying is we would create a situation where people would have a nightmarish experience trying to get their car to the main road, and then they'd have an okay experience. Surely what they should have is a walk to the main road and then a bus.
No, modern urban design makes the streets in such a way that there are pedestrian crossings for people, that cars have to slow down to prioritise people going to and from school. That's normal practice in European cities, and it's beginning to come in here. So if it's not a choice of either or, you can give people the option of having their vehicles and being able to use them while also trying to encourage that modal shift that the government policy is saying, get people away from cars. The problem is the utopia of being able to get the bus or being able to get the train doesn't actually exist. So people are having the worst of both worlds. So there is a solution that might cause some inconvenience because people want to do a lazy trip, but also given the facility to actually be able to get to work, actually drop their kids to crafts, have their residents come over and visit them for an extra 2 or 3 minutes journey time. That's a win-win situation. But right now, they don't have those spaces. It's causing dismay.
Paul, thank you very much. Paul Gogarty, independent TD for Dublin Midwest.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.